I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She's a fashion and lifestyle creator, and she'd probably get fired as a phone sex operator. Uh-oh. It's Watch What Happens Live with Dorinda Medley and Kristen Cavallari now. Live. I am your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse, still reeling from another trip to the Berkshires, where Dorinda's bloody Halloween decorations were the least frightening part. Please welcome Real Housewife of New York City and matriarch of Bluestone Manor, Dorinda Medley. Hey, Dorinda. And we first met her as a teen in Laguna Beach, and now she manages a store staffed with employees who are emotionally high school aged. From Very Cavallari, Sunday Nights on E, it's New York superfan Kristen Cavallari. Hey, great to see you. I have to say, I love both of your hair tonight.
Thank you.
I love both of your outfits.
I love how we coordinated.
We did.
I know,
black
I love
and
it.
White.
It's really so good. I mean, I hate to ask, is that Giovanni, that top?
No.
No.
Selling the point.
Okay.
Over it's actually my friend Mona's shirt. I borrowed it.
Oh, that's hilarious. Over at the bar, we have a Real Housewives side character who is making the Kim D's, Dana Wilkie's, and Dwight's of the world shake in their $25,000 sunglasses.
Yes.
Say hi to Dorinda's iconic real estate agent, Lori Cooper. Hi, Lori. Great to see you. Lori. I mean, I gotta tell you, people saw you on the show and they wanted more, more, more.
You see, she sold me that apartment, my apartment, 18 years ago.
Wow. I want to buy an apartment, call me.
Yes. Yeah. And, well, by the way, I heard you've sold apartments to De Niro and Kanye West.
Yes. The story she has.
Wow. What do you think? Do you know Sonia?
I know about her.
You know about her? You know about her? Wow. Okay, she's rolling her eyes.
She'd make a great housewife.
I know. Lori, oh my God.
I teach them a thing or two.
Let's get started. Dorinda, we are obsessing over the fact that you and Erica Jane have matching confessional looks.
I know.
Did you see that? I love it.
I couldn't believe it.
We were all
women first, with good taste.
Yes. What'd you
but
say?
Who did it first?
She did.
Oh.
I didn't know it, but because it wasn't on.
Bethany's ex-boyfriend made an appearance tonight. He is so hot. This guy has been a cater waiter at events I've been at. He's like crazy great.
I know. Yes. He's good friends with my friend Greg Kaleho.
Oh, is, oh yeah.
That's
yeah.
how I met him. All roads lead back to Greg Kaleho.
Yes, I know. I know Greg. Kristen, I want to get your opinion on all the sparkle-themed outfits at Bethany's dinner party, okay?
Yes.
Take a look. You could pick your favorite. Here's Bethany in silver pants, belly-revealing top.
I mean, listen, if I had a stomach like that, I would do it, too.
There you go. What about Dorinda in a green long-sleeve top? And, you know, Dorinda likes long-sleeve
sequin. She clearly is keeping it going tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a fan. I love it.
Ramona's sheer black dress with silver detailing.
I like it. It's very simple.
Oh, come on. Stop being so political.
Okay, what about Sonia's green plunging floor length left? I kind of felt like she was going to come out of it.
I think it's sexy. I think it's very Sonia.
What about Tinsley's pink sparkly spaghetti strap dress?
I like it. Looks like a New Year's dress.
Barbara gets a lot of heat for her clothes. She went with the black pants and polka dotted top.
Go for it.
A little boring. Okay. Yes. I mean, if everyone else is in sparkle.
Here's Lou entering a little late.
Again, she could have worn some sparkles and stepped it up a notch.
Thank you very much, Kristen.
She's too busy wearing my Giovanni at her cabaret.
There you go. Ramona was absolutely hilarious tonight. Take a look at Ramona being, well, Ramona.
Oh, my God.
Ramona. I just started changing my PJs. I brought Coco because she only has like a year left to live. I know.
What are you giving the dog a death wish?
Vodka in a really large wine glass.
She's got the metal straw.
Can I take it with me?
No.
I like touching it.
You shove it up your vagina. Give me a dare or give me a truth.
Dare. Do you think you'll fall in love again?
That's the truth.
This is just too complicated. I'm just enjoying the ambiance. I mean, you do the ambiance.
Unbelievable. Your questions for Dorinda and Kristen are coming in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, if the walls of Bluestone Manor could talk, the fish room would probably say, why does nobody want to sleep with me? And here's what all the rest of the walls would say, run for your lives, New York Housewives are back. Take a look at the ladies once again going buck wild in the Berserkshires.
Oh, my God! That's scary. My
the guy that looks like Bethany crying.
If I'm in the fish room, I'm gonna freak out. That was some nerve putting me in the fish room.
You guys, girls, she's naked.
Are you trying to my girlfriend stop?
No, sex. I'm not gay.
Right. I might go to Bethany's or Louise's back.
You come near her room tonight, I'm gonna punch your face out.
You don't touch those f***ing ladders!
There's scissoring going on, there's passing out going on.
Yeah. Sonia's farting. That's what sober looks like.
The Berserkshires looks a lot crazier when you don't drink.
I mean, I that night looked insane. But also, it seemed like you were really going out of your way to meet Luann's needs.
Well, you know what I decided my mantra was take the high road. There's less traffic up there. Take the high road. Because my goal was to get her. I didn't want her to be able to distract what I was trying to do. Mm-hmm. The point was trying to finally talk with her and ask her, do you want to be friends or not? I mean, I'm not continuing this. And I knew that she would use any point to, you know, make an excuse not to go there.
Right.
Because Luann doesn't always like to confront things.
Okay, well, second on tonight's episode, Bethany had the ladies over for a dinner party where the women played a naughty game of truth or dare. And here's what, if the ladies wanted to stay hydrated between drinks and caviar, Tinsley made sure to turn the waterworks on. Watch.
I dare you to call Scott, tell him he's the love of your life.
Well, I'm not doing that.
Because he'd be mad at me for doing that.
I'm not putting him on blast with girlfriend.
Well, I just said call your boyfriend.
I am trying to make this one work every f***ing day.
Well, that must be very hard.
It's literally torture.
It seems like it's too much pressure. I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry.
If you were my best girlfriend, I'd say, we have to pull you out of this.
I want to do this, and I'm trying to.
But then you have to be a strong woman and, like, not let him drive. I am not this, like, bra-burning feminist, but Tinsley sets women back 100 years.
Kristen, what's your reaction watching Tinsley and the way that she reacts to Scott?
It actually kind of makes me sad. I don't think that anybody should feel like that and be with someone that's really controlling. Everyone deserves to be happy.
Yeah.
No relationship should be that much work, I don't think.
I'm assuming you agree.
Well, I agree, and I think, you know, I think she was always walking on eggshells. She didn't, you ask her a question about Scott, she'd be like, So finally, I was like, I can't play charades with you, you know?
You're having
this
phone
is what
sex,
we do.
And she can't even call
Well, not great phone sex, sorry, John.
Well, hey, you did it.
Finally, on Kristen's farm in Tennessee, she tends to all the animals, so I don't think it's going to be a stretch if I ask her to tend to some women who mate like bunnies. And in Cartagena, weren't exactly housebroken. Here's what, it's time to get Kristen's take on all the NYC drama with Bravo. No, they didn't. Okay, how do you feel about Barbara? Good addition to the group?
I'm getting used to her.
Okay, not a huge endorsement. Reaction to Luann's extreme outrage of being put in the fish room and overall attitude this season.
She seems a little high maintenance, guys.
Okay. Do you approve of Ramona, Sonia, and Tinsley taking lobsters home from Barbara's clam bake?
Well, I believe Barbara said that they could.
Okay.
So in that sense, why not?
How did you feel about Dorinda kicking Barbara out of her apartment?
Loved it.
Okay. If you were Bethany, would you forgive Ramona for her insensitive comments about Dennis?
Oh, that's tough. I think you have to just to make the peace and move on, but you always remember it.
Do you think that Tinsley's mom, Dale, puts too much pressure on her to get married and have babies?
Yes, and I think that's part of the reason why she's in this situation.
Right. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate Ramona's flirtation skills?
3? 3.
Do you think Barbara needs a makeover? Ramona seems to think so.
No belly button over.
Yeah, let's just age appropriately.
Thank you very much, Kristen Cavallari. Okay, let's go to Jessica from Michigan. Hey, Jessica, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question's for Dorinda.
Okay.
Hi there, Jessica.
Hi, Dorinda.
Hi, Jessica. Hi,
What was your reaction to Tinsley telling Luann her struggle with alcohol was just like a peanut allergy?
The hard-hitting question.
It was very Tinsley, okay? You know, it was very Tinsley, but, you know, Tinsley does have a way sometimes of minimizing and almost childlike responding to things. So it was almost like a childlike response.
Let's go to Eric from California for Kristen Cavallari. Eric, what's your question?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
It's actually Aaron, not Eric.
Oh, Aaron, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Hi, Andy.
Hey.
Hi, Dorinda.
You're Hi there.
Housewife ever. So my question is for Kristen. What was your reaction to Whitney recently saying that the infamous trip to Paris on the Hills never actually happened?
This is the first I'm hearing about this. That was pre my time. So,
had you heard that before?
I've never heard that, but I can tell you, most of my stuff wasn't real. So
right.
I'm going to take that road
right.
and say that maybe it's true. I'm just happy that more people are finally coming out saying that stuff isn't real, because for the longest time, it was only me.
Right.
So thank you, Whitney.
Right. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
And I just would like to point out, the New York Housewives is pretty real. I mean...
No, it's completely real.
Yeah.
I mean, people constantly ask us. The thing about the Housewives, I was saying, we all pretty much are the way we are on set as we are off.
Well, that's
set.
True. People always say to me, what are the Housewives like? I'm like, turn on the show. Let's go to Denise from Kentucky for Dorinda. What's your question, Denise?
Hey, Andy, first of all, I love you. Your baby's beautiful.
Thanks.
And secondly, Dorinda, you're my favorite housewife.
Oh, thank you, Denise.
You're welcome. Why exactly did you send Luann a Tyler Perry quote, and what did you think of Bethany and her mocking it?
Why did you send her the Tyler Perry quote, and what did you think of all of them mocking it?
I sent it because I just felt like the quote
seemed appropriate.
I thought the quote was very appropriate. Tyler Perry supposedly loved it. And I wanted to start a conversation because she was avoiding me and avoiding me, and I didn't I didn't want to kiss the ring. So I thought this was a way of opening a conversation, and clearly it wasn't. I clearly could do no right for
weeks. You know, the next day, Tyler Perry was texting me inspirational quotes that he said all morning long, like memes of quotes.
There you go, Tyler.
Quote after quote
I'm
after quote.
I'm your girl.
On next week's New York, the Ramona Coaster does a few loops around one of her old flames. Here's a sneak peek.
I purposely got married later in life. I waited because I wanted marriage to last forever. And you got to go with the flow. There's no rules.
Yeah, I got a new rule. It should be a renewable contract.
Well, no, I think what's really important is communication. Like, you don't wait till things, like, fall apart. You should communicate and say, hey, I'm not happy because of this and this.
We're discussing whether marriage should be a renewable contract.
Does that mean you're renewing?
All right, let's go to Mike from Boston for Kristen Cavallari. What's your question, Mike?
Hey, Andy and Dorinda, my question is for Kristen.
Yep.
Kristen, was Jay getting rid of your milk ducts by sucking the milk himself the nicest thing he's ever done for you?
Oh, God.
The nicest thing he's ever done for me?
Yeah, was that the nicest thing?
I mean, yeah, he saved my life, let's be honest. Listen, you can't judge it unless you've breastfed. Okay, Dorinda. So I stopped breastfeeding, and then we went on vacation like a week later, and my milk hadn't completely dried up. I didn't have a baby. I didn't have a pump. And so I was in a lot of pain, and they can get really infected, and, you know, it's a whole thing.
I am not that old, though. I do remember.
You remember. So listen, Jay had to do what he had to do.
Wow. And did you Google it to find out that that's what needed to be done?
No, he literally was like, well, listen, I mean, if a baby can do it, I... Get down there.
I hope you
videotaped
it.
Let's do it.
You know, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it worked really well. So,
yeah. Oh,
ladies,
my God.
If you're breastfeeding.
Okay.
It's one of the healthiest things you can drink, you guys.
I don't know about that one.
Really?
I hear you've tried it, Andy. Don't try to play like
that. I did.
That.
I tried Amber Tamblyn's breast milk on the air.
I saw that.
Yes,
there
you go.
That was very... I can still taste it, actually. Dorinda, now that you know of everyone's thoughts on the fish room, are you planning on redecorating it? Donna M. wants to know.
I'm not... giving any secrets about that. Listen, you know what I'm planning on? Not inviting them again.
Oh.
I call them the wicked, you know, I'm Cinderella and they're the wicked stepsisters.
It's game time, everybody. Dorinda's handling of some old Morgan family letters sent Sonia into a dark trance. So I hope what we're about to do doesn't cause Miss Morgan to leave her body again. It's time for...
Don't touch the f***ing Morgan letters!
I'm going to present you with a classic Lady Morganism, one letter at a time. You both have to compete to see who can yell out the correct Sonia quote for each round. Whoever gets the most right by the end will become heir to the Morgan fortune. Okay, our first category is beverage accessory. The letters will present themselves. Try to guess what the quote is.
Oh, God. I'm the straw that serves the drink.
Very good. Good job, Dorinda. Okay, getting the hang of this. Okay, next category. Did you forget someone?
What are you doing here without Dorinda?
Very good. Wow, good job. Okay, next category. Dating advice from Sonia Morgan.
Oh, I'm sure about this.
Oh, jeez. Come on. There's
guys you sleep with and guys you marry.
I remember that one.
All right, okay, let's see the next category. Drinking mantras. Let's reveal.
I
know this.
I always have the greatest time.
We always have a great night.
Oh, but
okay, next up, special skills section.
I promote people.
Yes. Okay.
That's right. She does say that. I promote people.
Yes. Last up. One more. Humble brag.
Oh,
I love this game. I'm
international fashion lifestyle.
Yes. Very good. Thank you very much, Renee. Let's go to Emily from Ohio for Kristen Cavallari.
Hey, Andy.
Hi.
My question for Dorinda is, if you've had issues with Sonia using the Morgan crest, why did you bring her to the Morgan estate? Were you trying to rile her up?
No, oh, good question. No, I just wrote about this in my blog. You must not read the Bravo blogs. Okay. I did it as sort of a fig leaf. I thought it was a nice opportunity to say, you know, do something nice for her. And
that you thought she would enjoy.
Yeah, and I thought, you got to remember, my house was built by Mr. Stanley, and that was built by Mr. Morgan. And then there's the whole Morgan Stanley. So we kind of have been similar for a very long time.
Wow. Let's go to Crystal from Indiana for Kristen. What's your question?
Hello, everyone. Hey, Dorinda. You're one of my favorite housewives.
Thank you.
Love your fish room.
Thank you. I do, too.
For Kristen.
Okay.
What do you think of Misha Barton joining the Hills reboot? And who do you think she's going to have the most trouble getting along with?
It's interesting, I would say.
I was very surprised by that.
Yeah, I was too. I mean, I'm curious like everybody else to see it. I can't wait. But who do I think she's going to have the hardest time with? I hear Stephanie Pratt is sort of stirring the pot. And
who are you still in touch with from that group?
I still talk to Audrina and Heidi.
You do?
Yeah, I do. And Brody a little bit.
All right, it's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to this newborn-inspired photo shoot with a French bulldog puppy. That's super cute. It's very inspirational, especially for someone like Ramona, who's bound to get a new dog soon because, well...
I brought Coco because she only has like a year left to live. I know that sounds sad.
My God.
So messed up.
Today's Jackal goes to the Florida man who was arrested last week, always a Florida man, for his alleged drunk and obscene behavior. That included sitting shirtless in front of an Italian restaurant and aggressively eating handfuls of pasta. Not sure how much personal information the police jotted down in their report when they arrested him, but I gotta ask, is he seeing anybody? I like that guy. By the way, were you surprised by how hard Lou was going on Bethany about the fishing?
Surprised. I just think... Lou suffers a loss of memory. I mean, I don't know. I mean, talk about no deed goes unpunished.
All right, I want to thank Dorinda, Kristen, and Lori for being here. Okay, we're here with Dorinda and Kristen. Barry Cavallari is Sunday nights at 10 on E! She's also hosting Fox's new show, Paradise Hotel, premiering on May 9th. Behind the bar, Lori Cooper, Dorinda's realtor. Lori, so the market is for luxury apartments. Is it softening, or what is it?
It depends on where.
Okay. I'm in the West Village.
That's a hot area. Okay. Always, always.
Upper East Side still.
It's the best kept secret.
How about all these tall pencil buildings?
Upper East Side gets a lot of, you get great apartments, reasonable prices.
Yeah.
Near the schools, Central Park. Big space.
What do you think about all these big pencil buildings that are like 200 stories tall that are going up? I mean, they freak me out. I think they're screwing up the skyline.
I don't know what market they're trying to attract because
right.
we're not getting the Europeans like we were. So, you know, do you want to see a view from the, and your building shaking?
Yeah.
All the way up there?
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
All right. Let's go to Jacqueline from Boston. Hey, Jacqueline, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Ben's Instagram pics are beyond beautiful.
Thank you.
And Dorinda, I love you, Dorinda.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. My question is for Kristen.
Okay.
Kristen, which New York City housewife do you think would be the best and the worst competitor on Paradise Hotel?
Oh, good question. All right, so it's all about coupling up. So I'm going to say Sonia would be the best.
Yes.
And the worst... tell me the new girl's name again.
Oh, Barbara.
Barbara.
There you go. Oh, my God. You sound like Ramona now.
Only by default.
That's good. Let's go to Shay from Georgia for Dorinda. What's your question?
Hey, Andy. This is Shay from Georgia. First of all, congratulations on your baby. And he is so cute with that head full of hair. Oh,
thank
my God.
You.
He is a doll.
Thanks.
Dorinda.
Yes.
Do you feel somewhat vindicated from last season after seeing how Luann takes Bethany for granted even after she has...
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you got to remember, this isn't the first time there was Barbara, then there's me, then there's Bethany. And you know, as Dr. Phil said, past behavior represents future behavior.
Okay, I want to thank Dorinda and Kristen and Lori for more. Click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.